You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
Hello. This is the Reverend from
Mr. and Mrs. Mays.
And when I'm not, I'm not menstruating, I like to listen to the Electric Lounge.
Electrical language.
Everybody, Garbo here. Yes, it's a rainy, wet Saturday morning. I'm recording on Saturday, the 6th of September 2008, and you're listening to Electrical Language number 139. I'm going to start off with a band who contacted me saying they feature, amongst other things, Georgian chant and the theremin. Well, I'm not sure you hear all of those in here. Possibly you hear the theremin. Anyway, the band is The Colour of Time, and this is No More White Roses. Yes, well, I suppose you'd like me to tell you about those songs. Well, the second one, let's start with that second one. It's called Catfight on the Dance Floor, and it's by a band called Stereo Mojo, and they are from Indonesia. They contacted me on MySpace this week. I can tell you next to nothing about Stereo Mojo, apart from the fact that they are, as I say, from Indonesia, and I always get a thrill about playing a song by an artist from a country that's not featured before in electrical language, and I don't think I've heard on any of the other podcasts that I listen to any bands or artists from Indonesia. So if you're listening, guys, can I chalk that one up as a first, please? Okay, anyway, Stereo Mojo. As I say, can't tell you anything at all, really, because in the About Stereo Mojo section on the MySpace page, it is all in Indonesian. I think it's Indonesian rather than Tagalog or any of those other languages from that part of Southeast Asia. I've done a bit of Googling and reading up on Wikipedia to find out what the languages are from that region, and looking at examples, this looks as if it's a language that, according to Wikipedia, is called Indonesian or Bahasa Indonesia, apparently based on the Riau version of the Malay language. And anyway, let me tell you, for example, about Stereo Mojo. It says, and you will have to forgive my pronunciation because I'm probably absolutely murdering this, it says Apakah Stereo Mojo? ? And the answer is Sebuah Wadah, Sebuah Band, Sekumpulan Individu, Sebuah Institusi, Sekumpulan Penikmat, Pemain Pemuta Musik, Sebuah Forum, Kumpulan Penguna Ilmu Magis. So that's the answer to the question, Apakah Stereo Mojo. You can find out more about them, well, if you, especially if you read Indonesian, at myspace.com/ Stereo Mojo, Stereo Mojo. There's a link there to another side, but the webpage is not available. In case you didn't guess, the song I played was called Catfight on the Dance Floor. So thank you very much, Stereo Mojo from Indonesia. They've got a few other tracks up there on their MySpace page if you'd like to check them out further. The first track that I played was No More White Roses. That was by The Colour of Time, who I think also have a Welsh name, is this? And again, I'm going to massacre the name with my pronunciation. I might as well not have bothered. Anyway, they are Jamie O'Callaghan, who plays theremin, electronics, violin and viola, and sitar, and provides vocals. Melanie Nice, or Nice, it looks a Dutch or maybe Flemish name, N-I-J-S, on electronics and vocoder. They have various collaborators and guest artists. A collaborator is John Curry on guitars and electronics, and guest vocalists are Linda Swinkles, Sylvia Balladron, and gosh, not really, Tjitse Lettery. T-J-I-T-S-E, and again I mangled the pronunciation there. The Colour of Time contacted me, and you know, if you're on MySpace and you get a friend request and you get a little message, well, this one had a whole sort of string of genres or types, and I wish I'd kept it once I'd accepted the MySpace friend request, because I've lost this, because it had the things I remember was electronica and Georgian chant, or was it Gregorian chant, and theremin. So that's all to be found in The Colour of Time. Sorry about that. I had to pause and edit out a bit of noise. Caroline and the kids just came back. They burst into the house. Real explosion of noise. They'd been to the opticians. The kids had had a sight test. And well, Caroline and I both wear glasses. And so some of the news that came back was not altogether unexpected. Now, The Colour of Time, you can find at myspace.com/ The Colour of Time. They don't appear to have their own sort of dedicated URL and website. Go to that MySpace page. Links, of course, on the show notes at electricallanguage.co.uk. And you can listen to 6 tracks, all of which you can download. And I'm sure that's a pretty good introduction to their music, and if you like it, you know what to do. Buy it, please. Anyway, I'm going to move on now with two songs I'm going to play that I've previously heard on other podcasts recently. The first one, Colin Gaisley from the Ouroboros podcast, played on Made in the UK recently. If he'd played this on Ouroboros, it didn't register with me at the time. Probably I was concentrating on something as I was driving or something like that. Anyway, the band is the Joy Formidable, and the track is Austere. Yeah, so as I said, that was the Joy Formidable and their song Austere. Now, the Joy Formidable, they are from they're from the United Kingdom. I thought I was going to be able to say somewhere more precise than that. They're Ritzy on vocals and guitar, Ridian on bass, and Justin on drums. And that was most enjoyable. I understand that they've got a number of good videos available on YouTube, but you'll have to search for those. There's one I've heard about that goes with that song, but has been deemed to violate various people's criteria and policies. Colin on the Ouroboros podcast thought not, but anyway, there we are. You can download that single Austere if you go via the band's MySpace page at myspace.com/ The Joy Formidable. They on that page they say the band's website, but it's a YouTube site, so it's youtube.com/ The Joy Formidable. Now I'm going to move on to another song that I've recently heard on another podcast, and this is called Okay. Yep, it's called Okay, and it's by Kaiser Cartel. Now, Kaiser Cartel, they are a duo from Brooklyn in New York in the United States. They're Courtney Kaiser on vocals, guitar, xylophone and keys, and Benjamin Cartel on vocals, guitar, drums and xylophone. I heard them on Suffolk and Cool recently, presented by Pete Clitheroe, I really enjoyed listening to that song. Yes, that was just over a week ago when I managed, by sheer lack of concentration as I was driving, to get on a dual carriageway road in the wrong direction. So I had to drive, I think it was about 8 miles, before I had an opportunity to turn around and get back to where I was going. But that's because I was so caught up, Pete, in listening to that particular episode of Suffolk and Cool. I think you played 2 or 3 songs on there that I thought I really need to find out more about, but this is the one that stuck in my mind. And when it came to me separately, because I know that Pete Clitheroe and I have some of the same sources of music, and when that came to me separately, I thought, oh yes, I've heard this one. I think I really ought to play it. So anyway, here it is, Okay by Kaiser Cartel. Wasn't that just wonderful? I was thinking about keeping that for one of those all acoustic podcasts that I do every few weeks, but that's just so good I had to bring it to you, or play it for myself. And there it is. You can find Kaiser Cartel at www.kaisercartel, kaisercartel.com. Do go check them out. Now, have a look at the link I'm going to put on the show notes at electricallanguage.co.uk to a BBC News article entitled Music Tastes Link to Personality. Now, some Professor Adrian North of Heriot Watt University, which I think is in Scotland, well, I know it's in Scotland, I think it's in Edinburgh, he's carried out research, a study of more than 36,000 people from around the world, studying their music tastes and their personality type. And apparently classical music fans are shy, while heavy metal fan aficionados are gentle and at ease with themselves. Professor North described his research as significant. Well, he would, wouldn't he? And also as surprising. So it goes through the examples. What does your musical taste say about you? And looking at it, the categories, I'm not going to run through them all, but blues, high self-esteem, creative, outgoing, gentle and at ease. Then there's other categories there, jazz, classical music, rap. Apparently rap artists are, or people who like rap have high self-esteem and are outgoing. Opera, country and western, reggae, dance, indie, Bollywood, rock and heavy metal, chart pop and soul. So going back to indie, which I think is the nearest category to describe my basket of musical tastes, apparently I've got low self-esteem, or people who like indie music have got low self-esteem. They're creative, they're not hardworking, and they're not gentle. Anyway, take a look at that article, see what you think about it. I'm going to play some indie music now, I think. This is Mr. and Mrs. Mays.
Down and deeply set in a drying concrete.
Yeah, so as I said, that was Mr. and Mrs. Mays, and the song is called BO5. Now, quite why it's called BO5, I'm afraid it's one of those mysteries that I haven't yet been able to work out. But they are an excellent band. They're based in Austin, I think, in Texas. I may be completely wrong about that. And their website, let me just give you that, MrAndMrsMays.com, MrAndMrsMays.com. They've got an album out called Mr. and Mrs. Mays, which I've been listening to over the summer, listened again to last night, and it's really actually quite good. Sometimes just a little bit rough around the edges in a sort of punky kind of way, but that I think is deliberate and intended, and doesn't in any way let the album down. No, it's a good album. Now, let me tell you something about Mr. and Mrs. Mays. Where's it gone? Mrs. Mays, yes, they're a real married couple. So Mrs. Mays is a lady by the name of Kate Kind, who has recently moved to the US from the UK. And Mr. is James Mays, not to be confused with the long-haired chap on the Top Gear TV programme. You heard them right at the beginning of the podcast. Apparently they really rock out on stage, and if you've listened to the album you can fully understand that. We're told they're fronted by a sexy banshee Brit and her husband, the Reverend James Mays. A group of Austin hipsters might seem unlikely to deliver a spiritual punch, but they do, like space age kung fu fighters. Well, as I said, I really enjoyed listening to their album. Got to thank them for the intro, the ident, at the start of today's podcast, and I may as well also thank them for the next song, which is called Lifeline. So anyway, yes, Lifeline by Mr. and Mrs. Mays ends Electrical Language number 139. Back next week with number 140.
That coke, don't take that toke, don't eat, you might choke, don't look, don't feel, don't touch, don't smell, don't ache, ain't your life great, don't hold your head, don't smell your feet, don't touch your dick, sick, hey, what's that about, who built your cage, when they gonna let you out, it was crafted on Even Street, don't talk like that, eat your meat. Don't lie, don't hit, don't shout. It's always funny till somebody's eye gets poked out. Hey, don't look at me that way. You'll be a parent someday, and I can't wait. Hey, oh, you, look here, look here. I got love for you. Hey, you, look here, look here. I got love for you. Hey, you, what you doing there? You brought wisdom, you come to share with me. Smear your clothes, comb your hair, don't sit there, that's your father's chair, do not stare, be nice to that stranger there, pretend you care, hold this note till it gets their goat, you stay right here while I have a smoke, don't move, don't groove, don't ever let them see that you've got the blues, cause they'll hold you down, steal your crown, never let you wear a white wedding gown, don't you make me use the back of my hand, cause neither one of us will see the promised land. Hey you, look here, look here, I got love for you. Hey you, look here, look here, I got love for you. Hey you, what you doing there? You brought wisdom, you come to share with me. I got love for you. Oh, love is my lifeline. Hey you, look here, look here, I got love for you.
Oh, hey now, was that good or what? Anyway, that's the end of the podcast. So many thanks to all the musicians who've let me play their music this week. They've been The Colour of Time from the UK, Stereo Mojo from Indonesia, The Joy Formidable from the UK, Kaiser Cartel from the USA, and Mr. and Mrs. Mays from Texas in the UK. No, Texas in the USA, and Mrs. Mays from the UK. Anyway, that's it. Thanks for downloading and listening. Goodbye.